Hi, my name is Sebastian Sung. I'm a professor of computational neuroscience at MIT, and I'm enjoying Thinking Digital.
We've just come to lunchtime, but I wanted to grab you very quickly because I was enthralled and intrigued by the way that you've gamified neuroscience. And for people who haven't been to your website?
Oh, yes. The website is called iWire, E-Y-E-Wire.org.
They might not realize that what they are dealing with are real brains here.
That's right. So that's the amazing thing, that anybody in the comfort of their own living room can now explore the brain, explore the nervous system.
Now, why have you turned this into a game?
Well, the amount of data that we have to analyze to map out the connections of the brain is so huge that computers alone can't handle it. We actually need something smarter. We need people. And we need people on a mass scale. So we'd like to mobilize the world to help us map the brain.
Now, you came up with a stat that if your game was 1% as interesting as Angry Birds, it would take you how long to do this?
Oh, it would take maybe a year. If we could take 1% of the effort of Angry Birds, we could take in a year, we could map out 1 cubic millimeter of brain tissue, which contains 100,000 neurons and a billion connections.
So what would this enable us to do? Are we talking about curing genetic ailments that we've suffered from a period of time?
Well, our goal is to just find out what's wrong. So I like to say that seeing is believing. There's plenty of claims like autistic brains are wired differently or schizophrenic brains are wired differently. But the reality is that the data has been missing. We haven't been able to see the brain's wiring clearly. Now we're starting to have the technology to do that, but we need people to help us trace those wires.
So you're, I guess, socially rewarding people with the benefits they feel they're getting from a game by crowdsourcing human power to assist you in these huge, you know, computational issues. I'd almost want to wear a badge as well. You know, I'm a crowdsourced neuroscientist, or obviously not a scientist, but that's quite an immense thing for someone to do.
I don't like the term crowdsourcing. I prefer citizen science, because our goal is to get everyone to be a scientist. Even if you hated science in school, I think you can enjoy our game and you can learn while you're having fun. So, but we really need help in doing this, because we're neuroscientists. We're not really game developers or computer experts. So we're looking for partners to help make the game more fun, for people to use the game to maybe teach kids about neuroscience, for people who will help us build an online community. So I think the brain is so complex an organ that we need to pull all of our efforts to succeed in ever figuring out how it works.
Well, good luck. And once again, it's iwire.org.
Yes, that's right.
And check it out. It's a game. Play it. And if you want to, you know, give advice on how to make it better, you know, the better game that this becomes, the best it can possibly be, the more people that are going to be engaged, the more people that are going to share, and the more work that will be done.
That's great. Thanks a lot for talking.